You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Playoff basketball in Indianapolis as the Bucks and Pacers meet up for the second consecutive year in the first round. Milwaukee playing game one without All-Star guard Damian Lillard, making his first career playoff start in his first career playoff game. Ryan Rollins got things rolling early for the Bucks.
Rollins scoops to the hoop and knifes his way down the lane with a nice finish underneath, and that is what they are looking for from both Rollins and Kevin Porter Jr. Get downhill.
The Bucks would take a 6-3 lead before the Pacers scored four straight. Giannis put the Bucks back on top.
7-6 our score. Giannis left free throw line extended, crossing over on Turner. Turns the corner on Turner as he takes him to school again and lays it in with a reverse layup.
Rollins then snapped an 8-0 Pacers run with a deep ball.
So here comes Milwaukee with the basketball. Same five on the floor that began this game. It's Rollins, Lopez, Giannis, Prince, and Kuzma. Prince passed up on a three, instead sends it to the near wing, and Ryan Rollins drains the three from the right wing.
But Rollins' three was one of just two made threes for the Bucks in the first half. Reliant on scoring in the paint, the Bucks worked through Brook Lopez.
Lopez will give it to Giannis. Giannis at the right elbow. Holds it in his hands, lobs up top. Lopez catches it and stuffs it down on our first dunk of the game.
And Giannis, who carried the Bucks through the first quarter.
Giannis the other way. He tries to get it to Prince, got it to him, and then Prince sent it right back to Giannis, but he bobbled it down the lane, but he gets it back anyway, and he manages to nestle it through as he floats it up and in between three defenders.
The Pacers turned a one-point game into a seven-point advantage after the first 12 minutes of play. 33-25 Indiana after one. As the Bucks searched for answers on offense, the Pacers took flight with a 14-2 run to make it 39-27. A.J. Green momentarily slowed the Pacers' roll with the Bucks' second three of the half.
Green's got it. Catch and shoot three, and he hits another for the Bucks. They needed it. They had not seen one go down since early in the first quarter.
But the only real offensive threat for the Bucks was Giannis, who worked to keep the team within striking distance.
Giannis goes plowing inside, and he softly lays it in a physical battle down inside. They did not call the whistle either way. Let him play through, and Giannis wins that battle.
The Bucks scored 43 points in the first half. Giannis scored 19.
Giannis drives inside. He got fouled, and as he laid it in with a right-hand finger roll. He is a one-man wrecking crew right now for Milwaukee, and they have needed every bit of it, but the reality is they're going to need some help beyond Giannis now.
But the Pacers kept coming. The Bucks' struggles from three led to transition opportunities and open looks for Indiana. The Pacers' lead swelled to 24 on a deep ball from Andrew Nembhard.
Sends over to the near wing. Nembhard, defended by Giannis, crossing over. He's going to fire up a long three, and he buries it. Oh, man, that is an uppercut late in this half.
67-43 Pacers at the half. Milwaukee, just 2 of 16 from deep. The Bucks' offense eventually found a groove in the third.
Catch and shoot three from A.J. Green, and he has been the only antidote to the Bucks' shooting woes from outside as he knocks down a Michelob Ultra 3, his second. He's got two of the Bucks' 3 three-pointers in this game.
The deficit was cut from 24 to 17 on some paint dominance from Giannis.
He has the ball knocked away, gets it back, and somehow lays it in between three defenders. How he does things like that is anyone's guess. He had three defenders draped on him. He was falling down, lost the ball, got it back.
Another deep ball from Green, and Indiana's lead was down to 15.
Kevin Porter Jr. on the right side. Out top to Trent. Trent gives it to Green. Green on the left side. Head fake. His man sails by, and he calmly sticks the three. Now a timeout coming from Indiana. Rick Carlisle has seen enough.
The Bucks outscored the Pacers 33-26 in the third quarter, but still trailed 93-76 entering the fourth. A tall mountain to climb, but the Bucks would go down swinging, heating up from distance.
Milwaukee the other way. Gary Trent spots up from three, and he laces one from the left side. A rare three for the Bucks, just their fifth in this game today on 25 tries.
Gary Trent Jr. and A.J. Green sparked an 11-0 run, connecting from deep.
Bucks have only hit five on 28 tries. A.J. tries to make it six, and he will, as he deposits one in from the left wing. Green hits the three, his fourth. He has four of the Bucks' 6 three-pointers in this game.
Alternating deep balls during a time of desperation.
Green, a head fake from three, drives into the paint. Nice pass to the near side, and that sets up Trent for the three. And Gary Trent knocks one down. That was a great play by A.J. Green, using the threat of his three-point shot that led to the lateral drive, and then as they were trying to close in on him, saw the opening and set up Trent.
14 points for Trent, 15 for Green, all from behind the arc.
Green, a long bomb from straight on, and he hits again. A.J. Green, that one coming from over 30 feet out. Michelob Ultra 3, that's got this game down to 13. Still 5:12 to go, folks. It's not done just yet.
The Bucks had a chance to trim the Pacers' lead to 10, but could never get over the hump as Indiana closed out the game.
All on their feet across Gainbridge Fieldhouse, and now it is officially official. 117-98, the Indiana Pacers take it to the Bucks in Game 1 of this best-of-seven series.
117-98 the final. The Pacers take a 1-0 series lead with Game 2 scheduled for Tuesday night. Giannis led all scorers with 36, but as a team, Milwaukee connected on just 24% of its three-point shots. A balanced effort from the Pacers with six in double figures.
We know what is good offense on our team, and we know what's not, and we didn't do it today. And that's on us. That's on me. That's on everybody.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.